Well, here we are again, and it's the first Sunday of Advent, a season of waiting, waiting for light, waiting for hope, waiting for the promised one. And then while we wait, we light candles one after another, small flames like this one growing brighter, signs of a promised gift coming closer. I think we all agree that we all love and receiving gifts. I hope, yes? Okay. Like, wow, dead silence. And also, perhaps, giving them as well. You know, this is a season where we anticipate wrapped boxes, surprises, things we can touch and see. However, as we wait and the anticipation builds, it also quickly dissipates when the presents are opened and the wrapping paper is everywhere. I think this is why Gift of the Month subscriptions are so popular. It's amazing what you're able to subscribe to for our friends and family to these Gift of the Month subscriptions. You can get different jams and jellies. You can get a different cheese every month. You can even get hot sauce of the month, which, by the way, if you're looking for a gift for me, I would appreciate a Gift of the Month subscription for hot sauce. That's just me. You can also get dog treats, too, apparently. I mean, seriously, it's amazing what you can get that's delivered through the mail. It's the gift that keeps on giving. You know, one year, Shari and I gave a Gift of the Month subscription to my parents. And their reaction, I think, is best expressed in this episode from Everyone Loves Raymond. So, Kenneth? I hope you guys like that. I hope if you plan to give someone a Gift of the Month subscription, perhaps a Fruit of the Month subscription, that they don't react this way. Well, the kind of gift that today's scripture that was read by Jeremiah and others like it that are often read during the Advent season, they describe a gift that someone has given you that keeps on blessing you. Perhaps you've received a letter from a dear friend or from a parent that you read again and again. Perhaps you've been given a tool or received a tool that you use for years, a relationship that shapes your life. It becomes a gift that keeps on giving. Well, in Jeremiah 33, verses 14 to 16, God announces such a gift. It is not wrapped in paper. It's not placed under a tree. It's not delivered by human hands. This gift comes from the heart of God, spoken in a moment of national despair, and it is still giving life, hope, and righteousness today. To give us some context to our passage, we need to go back a few chapters before that, in chapters 31 and 32. So we're starting in 32. Jeremiah speaks in a time when the nation of Israel is under siege by Babylon. We can read about this in chapter 32, verse 2. Zedekiah, who is the king at the time, has been imprisoned in verse 3. And people are in despair. And this is happening because, as Jeremiah prophesizes in 32, verse 30, the children of Israel and the children of Judah have done nothing but evil in my sight from their youth. The children of Israel have done nothing but provoke me to anger by the work of their hands. It is not the moment anyone expects gifts from God, who says in chapter 32, verse 38, "They shall be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for their own good and the good of their children after them. I will make with them an everlasting covenant that I will not turn away from them doing good to them." When the Israelites had basically lost all hope, when everything around them was crumbling, God still assures the Israelites, his people. He remembers the promise he made with their fathers on the day when he took them, as it says in chapter 31, verse 32, when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. God then declares, the days are coming when he will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, in chapter 31, verse 31. Except that in this new covenant, the Lord will put my law within them, and I'll write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Verse in chapter 31, verses 33 to 34. And so then, with this context and with this in mind, God then affirms to Jeremiah in our passage today in chapter 33, verse 14, I will fulfill the good promise. And this is the promise he already made two chapters before. And this promise is a righteous branch who would come in due time, as it says in verse 15, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. This branch, this descendant of David, would bring justice and righteousness, everything Israel had longed for. This branch would be revealed in God's Son, Jesus, born in a manger, raised in humility, crowned on a cross, and still giving life today. This is the gift that keeps on giving, because Christ did not just come once, and he keeps coming. He's coming into our hearts. He comes into our circumstances. He comes into broken spaces, bringing new life. See, the gift that God gives in Jesus is righteousness we could never achieve. The righteousness that allows us to stand before God, forgiven and made new, as Jeremiah declares in chapter 33, verse 16, the Lord is our righteousness. Not my righteousness, not your righteousness, not righteousness we earn or build or pretend to have. The greatest gift is not something God gives to us. It is something God gives for us. His own righteousness through the one who took our place. This is the gift that changes everything. It frees us from shame. It releases us from striving. It roots our identity not in our failures, but in God's faithfulness. But this is also the heart of Advent. It reminds us that we cannot save ourselves. We cannot make ourselves righteous. We cannot fix the world or our own hearts. And so God gives us himself, his righteousness, his mercy, and his peace. And so every Advent candle we light whisper this truth. God comes to do for us that which we cannot do for ourselves. He is the gift that keeps on giving. And he gives us forgiveness. He gives us strength. He gives us identity. He gives us peace. And he gives a new start in every day. Jeremiah ends with the promise of safety and justice in the land. That promise began at Christ's first coming, and it will be completed at his second coming. Advent stands between those moments, celebrating what has come, longing for what will come, living in the gift that keeps on giving. As stated, Christ came once and he is coming again. And so he comes into our worship. He comes into our prayers. He comes into our homes. He comes into our broken places and comes into our deepest longings. He is the gift that does not expire, does not fade and does not run out. And as we light candles and sing songs of longing, as we wait for the child in Bethlehem and the king who is to come, Jeremiah invites us to receive the gift once more. The Lord is our righteousness. And so, this Advent, may Jesus be your unending hope. May Jesus be your growing peace. May Jesus be your steady righteousness. And may Jesus be your ever-giving gift. May his light keep shining, his grace keep flowing, and his love keep giving, not just for a season, but for all of your days. Amen. Let me pray with me as I conclude. Father, we thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus, today. Lord, we are so thankful for what he has done on the cross for us. But Lord, this season of Advent, we celebrate and look forward to his birth. And Father, as this such a simple message today reminds us again that this gift that we have received, that we are invited to receive, is a gift that keeps on giving. So Lord, today, however we are, wherever we are, whatever needs we have, whatever our situation is, may you, Father God, today be the Lord over our lives, that you give us forgiveness, you give us strength, you give us identity, you give us peace, and you give us a new start to every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.